Oh, there's never anything on this time of night.
Be talking.
Again, yeah. Parce qu'il fallait une guerre.
Oh, you didn't know? It's me, it's that D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James. And you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn.
My name is Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Hey, it's Road Radimal. What a rush.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, TTP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, well, you monkey, stay tuned or you will feel bang.
I am the genius full of glory and renown, Lanny Poppins.
What's up, all you stars and stars? This is Mariette.
It's Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, Mr. Hall of Fame, 2011, on SNS Radio Network. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be ya.
Is listening.
You know, as much as I hated to not have been here last week with you, ladies and gentlemen, in a way it was kind of a good thing. I had an extra 7 days to absorb this Muppet WWE situation, and all I have to say is thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Let's get back to some real wrestling news tonight on The Rewind, coming up next.
The power's back, and here we go!
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Oh my God, I can't believe it!
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother!
Firmly entrenched behind the power in broadcasting, the silver power in broadcasting microphone, it is I, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, back with you, serving humanity merely by showing up every week. The Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network. Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. I have returned. Yes, yes, repeated reports of my demise. Severely exaggerated. Really, ladies and gentlemen, not a lot going on this week of professional wrestling. A quiet week. A big announcement in the second hour. You want to stay tuned for the second hour of the program. We'll open the lines for you during the second hour of the program. I have a big announcement about the program specifically. What is going to happen? I will tell you this. We're not finished. All right, we're not going anywhere, but we're going to be doing something very special here for The Rewind, and we're announcing it tonight exclusively live on the SNS Radio Network. I haven't told JJ, I haven't told Trey. This is going to be news to everybody who listens to The Rewind, whether you listen live here, which we greatly appreciate that you do, and we have the diehard fans that will spend their Wednesday night and listen live. We have literally, we have hundreds to thousands more that will listen on the archive. We'll go to iTunes. We'll go to audiowrestling.com, which, by the way, if you haven't yet, they are doing a pre-vote now at audiowrestling.com, the Wrestling Radio Awards. And I've come to find out, I have had people that have stopped me and have said that they have gone ahead and a few people have stopped me and said that they've gone ahead and they put the Mickie James interview for the female interview of the year, which I was very touched by that. It's great. It's nice to be nominated, you know, and that's easy for me to say because I have been nominated for some of the awards before. A lot of wrestling radio shows have, and it really being on ESPN radio and being on 99 Hits, that was, you know, that was award enough. It would be nice. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been in radio now for, you know, for the better part of 10 years. 10 plus years I've been in radio now, had my own radio show for the better part of 8. And it would be nice to take home a wrestling radio award. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not there's so many, you have to understand now with the technology that is available to the left-wing French Cook wrestling radio media out there. There are literally dozens upon dozens of podcasts. And really, if you look at SNS Radio Network, if you look at audiowrestling.com, you really see the creme de la creme of wrestling radio shows. And I'm very proud. I was on Audio Wrestling the other day and I saw the rewind. Although, and I don't know if how this happens, but apparently they're still using the old on the Pro Wrestling Rewind link. They're using the old Wrestling Rewind. Pro Wrestling Rewind, what do we call that? Not a title, you know, whatever. Our logo. They're still using the old one. But if you want to vote, I guess what they're going to do is they're asking for your favorite interview. What was your favorite interview? And, of course, we don't do a lot of interviews here on the Rewind. You either have to be a champion or you have to bring something to this broadcast that no other wrestling personality can do. So there really aren't that many to choose from. We haven't done that many. But this was the year 2010. If I go back and I take a look at the things that we accomplished this year since the comeback, since we've returned to the SNS Radio Network, it has to be the fine work that Crelly did and Trey and JJ giving the Rewind the opportunity to have Mickie James on the program, which was a phenomenal interview. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's one of the best interviews I've ever done. I've interviewed a lot of people in radio, but the fact that, you know, you have a bucket list, wrestling radio announcers have a bucket list, people that they would like to interview. Trey and JJ talk about it a lot on SNS and on Wrestling News Live. I don't have really that many. And if I were going to go and I were going to list my bucket list, Mickie James was at the top of my list. I would really, the only two that are hitting up the top of me, Jim Cornette is definitely one. Jim Cornette is a fantastic interview. Would love to talk to him. And I would love to talk to James J. Dillon as well. Actually, another one just popped into my head. If I had the opportunity to talk to Tony Schiavone, that would be a tremendous interview as well. Go to the Wrestling Radio Awards link, WrestlingRadioAwards.com, if you feel that we deserve a mention in the multitude of awards. And I understand it's a popularity contest, and there's a lot of shows that, you know, a lot of people go in and they vote multiple times. It's like voting in Chicago. They vote. You know, dead people vote. It's amazing. You know, they get dead people to vote and they vote like 12 times a day. And it's absolutely phenomenal what they come up with. But there's some great there's some great shows out there. I'm not going to go ahead and diss any of them. Let us get to the news lines, shall we? The top story this week: TNA reaching a deal with OVW. As reported this past week, actually coming through yesterday afternoon, Impact Wrestling announcing they have officially entered into an exclusive relationship with Ohio Valley Wrestling, the former training ground of the WWE. They have made this relationship effective immediately. The official training and development facility for TNA's current and future stars of Impact Wrestling. Former wrestling star and OVW owner Danny Davis will work closely with the TNA SVP of Programming and Talent Relations, Bruce Pritchard, in the development of talent through training, live events, and weekly television production, allowing talent to explore every aspect of the business. OVW is the best of the best as far as training and nurturing potential superstars. Their track record speaks for itself. Whether looking to develop brand new talent or to fine-tune existing talent, OVW has the talent and program to fit our needs, says Pritchard. Continuing, quote, TNA is providing developmental talent the opportunity to hone their craft in an environment that will allow them to grow and prosper, unquote. TNA talent will be arriving soon at the facility to begin an extensive training program with the industry's leading experts. The program is akin to a college scholarship program where talent is provided a scholarship-style agreement with TNA to learn the craft. The talent to attend the program is selected by TNA's Pritchard and TNA officials who will be monitoring the progress of each wrestler at camp and at live events. The TNA Ohio Valley Wrestling relationship that was announced was the brainchild of Bruce Pritchard. Very familiar with the OVW developmental system when it was associated with the WWE, and he had pitched the idea to TNA executives, several months back. Pritchard's selling points to TNA was said to be that the lion's share of the WWE stars that broke through as top-tier talents came through OVW seasoning. That is a correct statement. Many of them were signed by the WWE prior to being sent to Louisville. A visit was arranged with several executives, including Pritchard, Eric Bischoff, and Jeff Jarrett, visiting the Davis Arena so they could get a feel for the venue and the way Danny Davis operates. That actually went down a few months back as well, as this had been in the works for some time. The new relationship allowing TNA to send potential talents they want to evaluate as younger talents to Louisville, where they can gain seasoning in the ring from trainers like Rip Rogers and also experience working weekly television and house shows. Everything will come from existing OVW camp as opposed to OVW expanding operations to include additional responsibilities for a TNA developmental program. The deal will also allow TNA the chance to monitor the regulars working OVW TV, which will be beneficial for Ohio Valley Wrestling as they'll gain new students seeking to break into TNA, much as they did previously with a huge influx of wrestlers trying to earn WWE developmental deals. OVW is the big winner here, as it places them back on the forefront of the map in a major way, as the TNA relationship provides them an immediate conduit to potential students, which will only help their bottom line and talent pool. Now, there was a lot of feedback on the Facebook page, a lot of negative feedback to this. I want to, for the naysayers out there, for the people that think this is the death nail for TNA the same way they thought that Vince Russo was the death nail for TNA, I want you to think about something. The TNA hardcore guys, the guys that have been there, Bobby Roode, James Storm, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, the guys that have been there since day one, how long have they been doing this now? A lot of them, what, 10 years? 10 years. How about the guys that have been in the WWE for 10 years? How about the guys that have been in the WWE for 20 years? What do they do at this point in their career? The Undertaker gets a win every year at WrestleMania, but potentially loses every other pay-per-view he wrestles in. He puts people over. TNA wrestlers are going to be held to a standard where they're going to have to put guys over too. But really, OVW is a fantastic little promotion. I would equate it, if I had to equate it to a promotion, OVW and FCW really pull out a fantastic product. When you go back and you look at some of the small-time wrestling promotions out of the mid-80s and the mid-90s and how their television product was, and how realistic it all seemed. This was the way it was. Honestly, I wish I could get OVW programming here in upstate New York. I wish I could get FCW. You talk about the WWE, there's an opportunity they're missing on. They could have it. They could take FCW nationwide. They could rename it and rebrand it something else and have it come from Florida. If they're going to do that, if FCW television isn't on the WWE network, I'd be pretty pissed. There's another avenue for marketing. Ohio Valley Wrestling, in and around the Ohio area, limits the exposure. Now, granted, I'm only two states away, but I'm far enough away to where it's not going to matter. What does OVW mean for me up here? They're not, or really anywhere in the United States that's not near Ohio. But think of all the people that came through OVW. Randy Orton, John Cena, Ken Kennedy, Beth Phoenix, I believe, went through OVW. John Cena went through OVW. There's a lot of guys that went through OVW that have made it huge in the WWE. Now, I wouldn't expect somebody from OVW to come walking into TNA. What I really like to see out of this deal, and I know I'm not going to see this. But if I'm the OVW champion, or I'm the OVW tag team champions, why would they not be knocking on the door of TNA? And why would TNA, if I were TNA, ladies and gentlemen, I would be taking this opportunity, if we've got OVW superstars, and bringing them into TNA pay-per-views, bringing them into Impact events. I'm talking the main event guys in OVW, the guys that they want to season. Bring them in. National Wrestling Alliance, mid-80s, when it was still regional, you brought in the regional champions, the Central States champion. I remember Sam Houston, Central States champion, wrestling on a Starcade card. Nobody, unless you were from the Central States area, you had no idea who Sam Houston was. Now, if TNA doesn't have a problem bringing in Mexican title belts, why not bring the OVW? The potential for really doing something special here is phenomenal. It really is. I can't not like this. I just want it done right. OVW knows what it's doing. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, OVW knows what it's doing. If they didn't know what they were doing, they wouldn't be in business right now. There is a market for small promotional wrestling. And what these guys are doing is smart. Going out, Pritchard knows where the bread is buttered. All right, he knows where to grease. He could have gone anywhere. They could have, ladies and gentlemen, TNA could have gone crawling back to the National Wrestling Alliance. Has anybody ever thought about that? TNA, If they wanted to bring in new people, think of the dozens upon dozens of NWA regional promotions they could have reached out to. Oh dear God in heaven. A plethora of professional wrestling, the National Wrestling Alliance. But TNA goes out and looks for OVW. And I think it's going to be the more power to them. There are some people saying that TNA is the big loser in this. The TNA wrestlers are the big losers. I can't see where that would be the case. These young guys are going to come in. Some of the TNA guys are going to put them over. Some of the OVW guys are going to be used to put TNA guys over. I think what you may see, ladies and gentlemen, is with the building of this homegrown talent, I would surmise to you that TNA is trying to get away from the habit of simply signing WWE guys because they just got released. I would anticipate that with the OVW stock that they have, the stock of wrestling talent that performs in that organization, they can really, and you know, they're not going to do away with the Mexican wrestlers or Japan, I'm sure. But TNA now makes the stand to be a global organization. The WWE is global simply by the mass of its size. If the WWE goes anywhere in the world and it's a world organization, they can afford to do that. TNA doesn't have that flexibility. They have to reach out to other organizations, and the more power to them. At the heart, that's what the National Wrestling Alliance was. It was the regional promotions working together and having the one unified voice, the one world champion, the one set of world tag team champions, whatever national and world belts that were available, and then those champions were sent down to work the regionals to get the regionals over. TNA is doing the exact same thing here. My concern, which was just brought up in the chat room, Eric Bischoff. We don't need bad wrestling ideas that sank world championship wrestling somehow needling their way into OVW. Just look, if you want, bring a couple of OVW guys over, bring the champion over. How many people would love to see the current OVW champion or the current OVW tag team champions come in to an episode of Impact and challenge the TNA world champion or challenge the TNA tag team champions? It could end up in a smudge or a double DQ. It doesn't matter. Give the fans something different. Some of the best matches you'll ever see are from the unexpected. It's not a case of, well, we've got to do this and do that because the fans expect it. I think at this stage in the game, if wrestling promoters don't understand that this is the age of internet and Twitter and Facebook, and we need information now and instantaneous, and you've got to provide it or you're gonna have a major problem. If they don't have that through their thick heads right now, then they might as well close up shop and go home. And the chat room makes another great point. You know, Bruce, you know, Pritchard could take away this Hogan thing entirely. Hogan was written off TV this past week. TNA's keeping Hulk Hogan off of TV so as not to overshadow the wrestlers TNA is trying to promote. Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Outstanding. Sometimes the creative teams, the Mars and Jupiter and the moon align, asteroids pass by the Earth, and the creative team, the little asteroid dust filters its way down into the creative team or onto the creative team, and they get it right. And that's what you're going to see here. Just my only... this thing, Dixie Carter commented on this partnership. She tweeted, quote, excited about our new association with OVW. Excellence is not a destination. It's a continuous journey that never ends. Brian Tracy. So. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Dixie Carter approves. You the man, Dixie. You the man. I. Yeah, Dixie Carter approves, so all's well with the world, right? We can sleep at night tonight knowing that Dixie Carter was okay with this. I'll tell you what I am. This situation, though, if I can just go off on a tangent real quick with the James Storm injury, I'm still, you know, Bobby Roode, glad he's the champion, but still feeling for James Storm. He wrote on his, I believe this was on his Twitter, he wrote, thanks to all the fans that came out last night to Mount Pleasant, concussion has me sidelined by doctor's orders, TNA is taking it very seriously. Doesn't stop me from doing a little last call action, another checkup Monday afternoon at the hospital, if fans want to come by and drive the nurses crazy. Now, I, as someone who has had a grade 2 concussion, ladies and gentlemen, and you all know very well on this program, a mere hours before I was scheduled to come on the air suffering a grade 2 concussion that landed me in the hospital for the better part of a week and then another 2.5 weeks or so of convalescing after that. What is that? Is that the police? What are those sirens I'm hearing? Are you hearing that in the booth? It's sirens going on and horns honking. Oh, I know what it is. Wait a second. Was that tonight? I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you are a local of upstate New York, you won't know what's going on here. So bear with me while I get confirmation on that. Did? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, if you're hearing it in the background, if you're hearing sirens and horns in the background by the studio, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, there was a Section 10 championship, high school championship soccer game that was played at the State University of New York down in SUNY Potsdam. And who was it? It was Parrishville, and who are they taking on? I don't even know now. Madrid, Waddington, who was it? I don't know. Obviously, well, they must have won, because if they're coming by the studio here blaring the horns, then, yeah, either that or they're coming for me. I couldn't commentate it. I would have done that game for 99 hits in a heartbeat. I couldn't commentate it. I had to do the show tonight. I have my fans. All right. I have the hardcore, diehard listeners of this program that require me to be here. And besides, there are some great people that work at 99 Hits that do a fantastic job. Chris Engel, for one. My Olympic hero, Chris Engel, who does an absolutely fantastic... I gave him that nickname, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I gave Chris Engel, the sports director at 99 Hits, I gave him that nickname when when I was the DJ before I started the Rewind back in 2001, 2002. And it was a play, obviously. It was a play on Kurt Angle. And it was a 2002. Yeah, it had to be 2002. And so one time he was doing a Clarkson hockey game. Clarkson, I believe, was taking on Cornell. And so I was asked to do the introduction for... Chris Angle and Bobby Offeld, who was a legend in hockey broadcasting, does all of the Clarkson hockey games up here in upstate New York. And so I went on and I announced Bob Offeld, and I can't remember exactly what I said, but I went through my, you know, I went through my spiel as I read it, and, you know, with your host Bob Offeld and my Olympic hero Chris Angle. And there was dead silence on the air for like 3 seconds. There was just complete dead air. And then there was just laughter from the booth. And it stuck. So now they call Chris Angle my Olympic hero. Even though the man's never been in the Olympics. He's like 5'10" and weighs probably about 270 pounds. I haven't seen him in a while. But anyway, what's that? If they give you enough money, you'd be on it. No. Last week was different, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, personal issue last week that I was unavoidable, that I had to take care of. And if you were here before the program started, you know what that is. But there was no way I was going to miss 2 weeks. So, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll go ahead. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to some WWE news. And what else are we going to do? We'll get to some WWE news. And, oh, yes, the big announcement will open the phone lines, too. So, please, do me a favor. Don't go anywhere, because I'm going to be very, very sad if you do. This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com. The place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wrestling News Live is proud to bring to you a day in the life of Ric Flair.
Woo! today, right here, you gotta beat Ric Flair.
Rick, are you wearing that robe again in here?
Woo!
I told you, no one wears it in here but me.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Rick, the dishes aren't done. Get the dishes done, Rick.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
Or I'll show you who's the man.
I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. Woo!
That's it, pretty boy. It's on now.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
We got a 22 deuce. That's a domestic disturbance over at 707 Cordalis Street.
This has been a day in the life of Ric Flair, brought to you by Wrestling News Live.
Hey everyone, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Mickie James, and you're listening to my number one fan and the sexiest fan of radio, the power, Andy Knoll, right here on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
I was asked during the break if Mickie James suddenly appeared at your front door to go do something, you wouldn't miss the rewind to do so. And I responded, I said, well, I'm married, so that wouldn't work, you know, and the higher power is not into, you know, threesomes or anything like that. So anyway, it's the, I can say that because right, she's not in the booth right now, so I can get away with that. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network. Thank you for joining us wherever you are joining us from tonight on Archive, on iTunes, AudioWrestling.com. They're coming again, ladies and gentlemen, and apologize because I have in the booth, I have a window to the outside, and of course, where the building is, where we broadcast from here in upstate New York at the PWR Northern Command is right on, good for them, is right along the main highway, and the local soccer team won the Section 10 championship this evening. So anyway, no, you are most definitely not getting the email. Let's get to some WWE news. See what happens when I miss a week. Wrestling Online reporting Kevin Nash had his first WWE match after 8 years in Newcastle, England during the non-televised live WWE event. Nash last wrestled inside a WWE ring during SummerSlam 2003, where he was one of the Elimination Chamber participants, along with Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Goldberg, Chris Jericho, and Randy Orton. Nash left to have surgery after the pay-per-view and was released a couple of months later. Yesterday's match, was it yesterday? Yes. Nash teamed up with Captain Irrelevant and Ron the Truth Killings to take on John Cena, Zack Ryder, and Kofi Kingston. Mick Foley served as special guest referee for the six-man tag team champion, the six-man tag team event, which was won by Cena's team. Can we do something about this? It's very distracting. Can we do something about this? This is like the C23 event for the Rewind that's happening right now. Did they go by finally? Can we continue? We could take the microphone out. We could really have some fun. We could take the microphone out and hear all the drunken beard up soccer fans up there. Why don't we do that? Or for those of you in England, football, okay, it's for the football fans out there. I don't understand why it's. We all know what football is, all right. Not football is not soccer, okay. Football is football. Football's a man's game. No love by the WWE for Mick Foley. I am blown away by this. No love by the WWE for Mick Foley at these events. No mention on the WWE website. I haven't seen thing one, post one on the WWE website at all regarding this. Nothing at all. I'm shocked. Mick is taking it like a man. You know, Mick Foley, the man that he is, you know, he's not going to make an issue over it. He's just happy to be back in the WWE. If he gets some airtime, he gets some airtime. Speaking of people who would like to get some airtime or perhaps have had too much airtime as of late, former Intercontinental and Women's Champion Chyna revealed how she wrote a letter to Vince McMahon asking if he would put his personal differences aside and let her go back to the WWE. The wrestler, Wrestling Online Reporting, had my stuff together and I wrote him a certified letter by lawyer and said, hey, are you ready to put everything aside personally? I would like you to do business with me. China had made mention of this during an appearance recently on the Howard Stern Show. Unfortunately, the response that China received wasn't the one she was looking for, as the WWE replied in a letter saying, we're not interested at this time. China's recent career change to an adult actress certainly didn't help her chances, considering the WWE turned into TV PG. Apart from that, employing a porn star would have certainly given Linda McMahon's opponents a lot of ammunition in her run for Senate. Only in Connecticut would that be an issue. Anywhere in the United States, that would not at all be an issue. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I have a scratch in my throat. Bear with me just a moment here. There we go. I apologize. I don't normally drink on the air, but it's one of those things. It's just the scratchy right in the back of my throat driving me nuts. Okay, so let me get this straight. Now, you've got a porn star, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the sirens going off in the back. Let me see if you can hear these. Are you hearing any of that? If you're in, I'd like to know, if you're in the chat room, if you're hearing that, please let me know. If you're not, then I will stop talking about it. China. Former women's and intercontinental champion does a sex tape with Sean Waltman and goes to TNA for what we were hoping would be a considerable run. Turns out it's only a one-shot deal. And now she wants to go. She does a major Vivid porn movie. And now goes and writes Vince McMahon. Call me crazy, but, you know, maybe five, six years ago, this probably wouldn't have been an issue. Linda McMahon running for Senate as a Republican. I'm gonna talk a little politics on you now. What would the Democrats really, what would they do? Because these are their people. All right? Porn stars, for the most part, are Democrats. So how could a Democrat go off on Linda McMahon, criticize her for hiring a porn star to work in the WWE? How can they criticize her when really all she is doing is helping to employ one of the 99? Linda McMahon's campaign, ladies and gentlemen, could so turn this around. Hire China. What the hell? Go ahead and bring her back. You know, Jerry Lawler's jokes would be off the chart if China came back. Bring her back. Come on. Invite them all in. Get Terry Runnels while you're at it. Bring her back in. Get the whole lot of them. Go. I can't say what was in the chat room on the air, but it just struck me funny. How do we get into these topics anyway? I'm going from politics to porn. And I got the Herman. Oh, now you want me to talk about Herman Cain? The higher power has just re-entered into the studio. Talk about the Herman Cain thing? What about it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the girl they got, the one here, the blonde, that the Democrat hack lawyer brought out the other day, that's, you know, she's had like 18 jobs. And maybe the WWE could hire her, and then she could go and claim sexual harassment. And she could sue the WWE for a lot of money, and the WWE's got more powerful lawyers than this Democrat hack, this Democratic contributor. She's so irrelevant, I can't remember her name. But getting back on point, there is no way. Get on the Cain train, man. There is no way. Herman Cain. And Herman Cain, this one, no way. Herman Cain's got more class. But anyway, I want to get back on this topic here as I'm straying. China comes back to the WWE. Whoever Linda McMahon is running against, okay? Whatever happens, whatever they want to say, they can't use China. Look at the WWE programming. They hire porn stars. Well, call me crazy, but ain't porn stars part of the 99? Aren't these the people that the Democrats are supposed to be protecting? Aren't these the people that they want to go out and cause anarchy in the streets? These are the people they want to give free condoms to. They want to give free health care to. They want to give for all these free screenings to. If anything, they should be thinking. They literally, how come the Democrats aren't pushing the WWE to hire China back? Turn the whole thing around. Have the, ladies and gentlemen, you may think I'm crazy, but just think about this for a minute. Where is the Occupy Titan Tower? How come the same grisly people that have been laid up down at the parks, all of which, by the way, excuse me, now it's getting so bad. Now what's happening down there is that the homeless people are getting upset at the Occupy Wall Street people. There was an Occupy Wall Streeter that went into McDonald's and trashed the McDonald's because McDonald's wouldn't give the guy free food. So he trashed the place. How come they haven't occupied Titan Tower? I call for it. The WWE is the largest bastion of capitalist activity on the planet. How come you don't see? Yeah, you want to know why you don't see occupiers at Titan Tower? Because look who they have for their employees. Okay, boys. All right. Everybody gather around. All right. Free lunch today. Get rid of all the protesters. Get rid of them. Just, no, it's just like training in OVW, man. Just go out and have fun. Occupy, excuse me, Occupy Stamford, Connecticut. If you're one of the 99 and you're listening to this program, and there's got to be some out there, and they're probably saying, oh, Jesus, Andy's talking about us. Go and occupy the WWE. They've got all the money. Vince McMahon has got all the money. He's worth a billion some odd dollars. How come you're not knocking on their door? How come the wrestling fans aren't occupying Titan Tower? We demand our money back for the pay-per-view. We demand free pay-per-views. Pay-per-views should be free. Everybody should see pay-per-views. Watching wrestling should be a right, just like breathing. There should be free pay-per-views. I should be able to get free merchandise. I should be able to get free cable so I can watch my pro wrestling. Yeah, it's probably $400 million after taxes. What's that? What wrestling fans aren't whining douchebags? Bronx said, why won't they go do it? Because they're not whining douchebags. I don't know. I'm sure. Did you hear? Speaking about whiny douchebags, did you hear about the fan? This fan that was at this event in France. CM Punk comes to the ring, okay, and there is a CM Punk comes down to the ring. I'll set this up for you. Do we have the line? Do we have that liner? Do me a favor. If you have that audio, do me a favor. Pull that up. If you've got it, let me know when you have it ready. CM Punk is at a house show in France. I believe he's finishing up the match. And this ensues. Go ahead, hit it.
You destroyed Nexus. You destroyed Nexus. I can see you, but you can't see me.
Oh, you're seeing
Nexus. Nexus.
Oh, no.
No. Cena is seen, and you are
seen. You can't see me.
You are,
so you like John Cena?
Yeah, no. Cena. I hate Cena. I hate you.
I bet you watch TNA.
You're a loser.
It's good.
No, this is good.
You suck. That makes sense.
So you must watch. Your friend watches it, TNA. It's good. And he gives an okay sign and he winks. So there are fans out there that get upset when the wrestlers don't talk to them. There are fans out there that get upset because they feel that they have some ordained right by God to be acknowledged by the wrestlers because they spent a couple $1,000s on tickets. What do the wrestlers care? You destroy Nexus, you destroy Nexus. I'm surprised. The guy could barely speak English. That was pretty funny, though. CM Punk is really becoming one of the best talkers in the industry, ladies and gentlemen. Bar none. He is phenomenal. And at least he didn't go so far. At least he wasn't throwing around colorful metaphors this time around. But I thought the TNA, and you can see the security guys. The security guys were standing around and just like, okay, where is this going to go? But yeah, TMZ tried to twist his words, but he had his own cameras running. You got that right. But getting back to this Occupy WWE thing, you know, what would the WWE do? Really? What would the WWE do if there was an occupation? Well, first off, they wouldn't be able to go on the WWE grounds, of course, because that's private property. You'd have to go somewhere public. I don't think there's any public land around Titan Tower that would make it even at all remotely significant. And for the most part, wrestling fans there's two different types of, well, three different types of wrestling fans. There is the loyal wrestling fan who will always be loyal to a product, whether it's WWE, TNA. There is the smark that thinks they know everything. And then there's the dumb wrestling fan who is kind of like a sheep, but you know, you could put Kelly Kelly in front of a dumb fan and say, hey, look, that's Kelly Kelly. And they're like, huh? It's Kelly Kelly, man. Look, there's Kelly Kelly right there. Huh? Who's that? It's a girl. Haven't seen one of those before. I've been living in my basement. Mooching off my parents. Because I'm one of the 99. Oh, my goodness. There is a Kermit. What is this now? There is not. There is a... Somebody on the Facebook is indicating that there is a Kermit Miss Piggy pornographic movie. No, sorry. There are some things that just go beyond good taste. And messing with the Muppets is just one thing. Sheamus did... I know this is a little bit late getting into this, but I thought the Sheamus segment with Beaker... I thought that was hysterical with him and Beaker and the red hair and tell Auntie Norma, whatever, I'm not going to be there for Christmas this year. I just, that was the best segment with the, that, and did you see the Jack Swagger? Oh, you could tell it was eating Jack Swagger that he had to stand there and share airtime with the Muppets. Him and Vicky Guerrero, you know, deep inside, he's like, oh my God, I should be contending for a world championship right now. And here they come. And here they come again. Why? Hang on just 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you just stop here and we'll interview the team? Why don't we do that? Interrupting my show. What the hell? But anyway, I digress. Why? Yeah, why not? The part I liked about that Kermit the Frog segment was when Jack Swagger held Kermit's mouth and and the little arms, those little squiggly arms of Kermit, he's like pushing up on Jack Swagger's hand, trying to release Jack Swagger's hand. And Jack Swagger is just standing there and just wishing he was somewhere else. And then he came on, and it was bad enough he got beat by Santino Marella after he got sprayed in the face with the Beaker juice. And to come out on TV this week, I got beat by Santino Marella. Speaking of people, important people, the official program observer woman, so JJ Elcap Sexay, is in the Facebook, is in the chat room tonight. Miss Piggy really brings home the bacon, and she always has a frog in her throat. Oh, that was a bit much. That was okay. The program is deteriorating rapidly here, ladies and gentlemen. Let us continue on. First day ticket sales, Wrestling Online reporting, first day ticket sales for WrestleMania resulted in a record gross. Now, you want to occupy Titan Tower? For you 99 out there that absolutely hate capitalism to the core and think that greed is evil, I want you to listen to this very, very, very carefully. First day ticket release for WrestleMania resulted in a gross record of $6.3 million. According to a press release issued by the WWE today, destroying the previous first day record of $4.8 million for WrestleMania 25. No mention of how many tickets have been sold, but single seats in the $350 price section are still available. Ticketmaster.com is selling the official platinum seats ranging from $200 to $10,000 ringside. Yes, $10,000 ringside. We are thrilled that WrestleMania has already made WWE history in such a dramatic fashion, said John Sabor, the Senior Vice President for Special Events. Coming off the momentum of last year's record-breaking event in Atlanta, we fully anticipate that this year's WrestleMania in Miami will be our largest and most successful ever. John Cena versus The Rock. Will it be for the championship? Will it not be for the championship? It really doesn't matter at this point. All that matters is that Roddy Piper wants Rock and Cena in the pit. Headlocks to Headlines reporting. If the WWE, Roddy Piper tweeting on his Twitter account, if the WWE doesn't put The Rock and Cena and Piper in Piper's pit, they are cheating every fan in the WWE universe. Think they're afraid? I'm not. We come from a position of power tweets. Spam the WWE for Piper's Pit with Cena and Rock. I promise it will be epic. And while you're at it, you know what? If you can't go and occupy Titan Tower, if you can't go and occupy the WWE's headquarters, then you can occupy their Twitter account. All you have to do is go to their Twitter site and you can just occupy it. Just occupy it all day. Spam that mother with Occupy. We are the 99. We want lower pay-per-view prices. We want lower ticket prices. We want free pay-per-view. The WWE Network should be part of the basic cable package because we are the 99. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if it's like I always said, if you're angry about the situation and you want to go and do something about it, then do something about it. I said a tweeter, Anthony, a tweeter. There's some sick people in the chat room tonight. Absolutely sick people out there tonight. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines. The big announcement, the future of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. What is going to happen coming up? This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
What it comes down to is being the best.
We talk about mind games. You talk about physicality.
The game!
Set! Game over!
Look for the Authentic Wear label on the shirt.
Here comes the
sold only at WWEshop.com and at all WWE live events.
It's time.
It's time to stop
the name calling,
the hurt,
the bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color,
sexual orientation,
it's time to treat everyone like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
Hey guys, this is Lori, the WrestleWitch champion, and you're listening to The Power, Andy Knowles, on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
The chat room all abuzz. What is the big announcement going to be? I can't hold it much longer. You know, like you absolutely have to go like to the bathroom and then you just can't wait any longer. It's like that feeling right now. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network. It's been crazy tonight here on the program. We've had sirens. We've had horns honking by the studio. We've had all this fun and frivolity. So the big announcement I promised to you. And I would, you know, first off, a lot of people saying I should run for president. I would love to run for president. The only problem is I like my Sundays off. That's really my only big, I couldn't work on a Sunday. But anyway, for, I don't know how long it's been now, for quite a while now, ladies and gentlemen, as you are aware, I have been doing this program by myself, not indicative of when we originally started this program. And I'm quite comfortable doing an hour and a half, 2 hours. I've done 3 hours before, up to 6 hours at a time on the air. It's something that you get used to. However, you know, one of the things, and because we don't have interviews all the time, but one of the things that made this show very unique was when we were able, when we had a co-host on the program. And I had a situation, excuse me, this past week, and I really, I apologize here, that frog in my throat is coming back. No, before you start the Kermit jokes, you can stop that crap right now. Last week I had a situation where I had a personal thing that happened, and unfortunately nobody could pinch hit to do the program. And I got to thinking, you know what, it really, you know, perhaps now is the time to look into getting a you know, bringing in a co-host, bringing in a second banana, if you will, for the program. So what I am announcing today, and this is going to be an ongoing process. I am putting the call out to anybody. I'm going to put the call, because just like I got my shot back at 99 hits, I'm going to give somebody a shot here. And what we're going to be doing is we are going to be auditioning for a new co-host here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Now, before everybody just goes and jumps in, this isn't going to be a vote thing. This isn't going to be like Survivor. I, along with my esteemed colleagues at the SNS Radio Network, like I said, this is news to them too. I'm just announcing this tonight. And this is not something that's going to happen next week or the week after that or the week. This is something, ladies and gentlemen, we probably will not announce this until the beginning of the year, which would be a great way to start off 2012. But I am putting the call out to our listeners, to other broadcasting professionals, to other wrestling radio show hosts, to other radio show hosts who may listen and enjoy the program. We are looking specifically for a new co-host. Now, being the co-host of this program obviously will have its privileges. Number one, you will get to be on the program with me, which in and of itself is treat enough. But when we return to terrestrial radio, whether we go back, whether we go to ESPN or we're going over to Fox or we go to 99 Hits, all right, whoever gives us the opportunity first, they will then be, they will have the really the privilege to say that they are hosting a pro wrestling radio program on terrestrial radio. But the co-host has other responsibilities with, besides just being on the program. Besides being the co-host is also responsible for our Facebook page, the Pro Wrestling Rewind version 2.0. They would also be responsible for any Twitter account. If we decide to do the Twitter, we'll have that out there. And the co-host is basically responsible for a lot of the outside promotion that goes on that I unfortunately do not have the time to do. You're not booking guests. If you're the co-host on this program, you are promoting the program, you are on the program, you are not booking guests. The network has a booker specifically for that. So before you go and you say, you know what, I'd love to be a co-host on the program. What we're gonna ask you to do, what I want anybody who is interested in co-hosting this program, what I want is you're going to go ahead and you're going to audition. And you're going to tell me why you want to co-host the Pro Wrestling Rewind. And you'll go ahead, you'll email that, or you can send it through the Facebook, or you can send it through the Skype link, however you want to do it. ProWrestlingRewind@yahoo.com. Now, the co-host of this program will also be responsible for hosting the program in the event that I am not available to host the program. So there is a lot of responsibility for being the co-host of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. It is not an easy job. You have to adhere to the professionalism that I would expect, the professionalism that the SNS Radio Network would expect. There is a lot to doing this. Now, keep in mind, as with anything else that we're doing, you know, this is something that you have to be absolutely up for. You can't do this and be like, you know, 2 weeks later, no, that's it, I don't want to do it anymore. You have to be committed. If you don't think you can commit to one night, an hour and a half, plus doing the extra things, ideally what I would like to find, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody who is significantly more techno savvy than myself, who can handle the things like the Facebook and the Twitter and anything else that's going on out there, the Google Plus or whatever, okay? Will the person, now Bronxy here has a great question. He goes, will the person who wins the audition, will they be giving lessons on how to produce and host? If you have the equipment, I would be more than happy to help you with that. But I don't want you running down to your local record store, you know, buying thousands of dollars worth of equipment. Okay. There are ways to be, if, you know, there are ways to be on this program. We could go out, you know, I do know people here locally in radio that would love to be on the program, but I really want this to open up to the family that we have here, not just on the SNS Radio Network, to the other show hosts on the program, to the listeners. There may be a listener out there that has a phenomenal set of pipes that would love to be on this program. And the great thing about it is you get to debate me. You get to debate me and I get to tell you that you're wrong. And then you get to tell me why I'm wrong. And then we have this funny banter back and forth. But because of the rewind's not going away. The Pro Wrestling Rewind is here. We're going to remain here for a very, very long time. I have made a commitment to the network, and more specifically my friends. I've made my commitment to JJ and Trey to be here. And this is the next evolution in the program. Version 2.0, version 3.0, whatever. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind. The power will always be a staple here. All right? Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector will always be a staple. But this is a great opportunity if you've never been in radio, but you have a radio voice, you want to try to bring something to the program, whether you have a good radio voice or not. Ideally, we'd like you to have a good radio voice, but there are things that we can do to help you. So, what you're going to do is what you're going to do. And JJ said it right. He said, I don't want someone who has a crappy connection or nowhere in the house to do a radio show. Professionalism is a must. And I wholeheartedly agree. I want you to put together just a small little recording. It'd be anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. I want you to email it to ProWrestlingRewind@Yahoo.com. ProWrestlingRewind@Yahoo.com. I will then forward those auditions on. I will listen to them. I will forward them on to the other hosts of the network. This is going to be a joint collaboration with Trey and with JJ. And whoever else JJ thinks might be interested in helping us out here. And what I'm hoping to do, and this is why I wanted to announce this week. What I'm hoping to do is to be able to announce the new co-host of the program. Hopefully, give somebody a Christmas present on the Christmas Craptacular. That is what I am hoping now. If we go through all the entrants and we don't have anybody who we think could really do the job, then we'll address that. But ideally, if we have 6 weeks before we get to the Craptacular or 5 weeks before we get to the Wrestling News Live Christmas Craptacular, that would be enough time. So, once again, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, your audition, why you want to be part of this wrestling radio program. Okay? Email it, ProWrestlingRewind@Yahoo.com. Whether you're listening live, whether you're listening in the chat, whether you're, you know, maybe you're one of the other podcast hosts on this network, and there are some great podcast hosts that are on this network. I am opening it to anybody. I do not discriminate. I want somebody to get their shot, and whoever gets their shot will be the person that I am taking with me when we are returned back to terrestrial radio. So that is the big announcement. So now I spent significantly more time on that announcement than I had thought to. Let's open up the phone lines. 501-588-7957. 501-588-7957. If you'd like to be on the program, you can of course Skype us at Sunday Night Showdown. Look for the SNS Radio Network on your Skype. You can also do that funky little call me. Click the little call me button there, and you can get yourself squared away that way, getting in contact with us here on the Rewind. 501-588-7957. The phone lines are open right now. I would love to know what people think about the new search, the Pro Wrestling Rewind search for a co-host. And we'll put some information. We'll get that up on the Facebook page and on the SNS page. You know me. I if you're going to do something, do it big. I say. WWE.com covering John Morrison's losing streak. John Morrison not doing too well as of late. He hasn't won a match since August. In that time, the high flyer from California has been smashed by Cody Rhodes, squashed by Mark Henry, creamed by Wade Barrett. Tough enough competition, sure. But 6 months ago, this man was the number one contender to the championship. Now he's tasting the bottom of Drew McIntyre's boot on Superstars. The question that WWE.com is asking is, what the hell happened? He goes, I'm not Superman, homie. The Prince of Parkour cracked when WWE.com approached him about his recent ring woes. Morrison may have shrugged off the questioning with easygoing humor, but it was clear these disappointments have been eating at the talented superstar. That's because less than a year ago, WWE fans thought Jomo, that's a stupid name, Jomo, was Superman. His comic book physique and out-of-this-world athleticism had the WWE universe convinced that he was sent from another planet to change the face of sports entertainment, but his recent stumbles have stripped him of that outworldly mystique, leaving him looking oddly human in defeat. It's true, he says, I've lost some matches over the last couple of months. Some. Maybe more than some, a lot, most, maybe more like all. But be that as it may. The Shaman of Sexay's losing streak can be traced back to an incident in early May when a brutal attack from R-Truth put him in the hospital with a neck injury, undergoing surgery. John Morrison, so desperate to get back in the ring that he returned before summer was even over, The competitor wasn't ready, and it showed as Ron the Truth Killings, beat him two consecutive bouts. Morrison eventually defeated his former friend in a false count anywhere match on Raw, but the victory wasn't as sweet as it should have been. I finally got some comeuppance, Morrison said. Unfortunately, it was a month too late. I could carry on with this, but it really it begs the point. Who cares? John Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, John Morrison could really, nobody cares about John Morrison anymore. Melina's not there to stroke his ego anymore, so what's the point? John Morrison has become the whipping boy of the WWE, and I don't see any comeback for this. The only way that they're going to turn this man around is to turn him heel. That's the John Morrison needs to turn heel again, and really he needs to do something really nasty. You know, I could see him beating Cody Rhodes for the Intercontinental Championship if he get himself back on track again. But I digress. Let us go to our busy phones. Oh my goodness, we've already got phone lines ready to go. Let's go to caller line 1, Pro Wrestling Rewind. 209 area code. Where's the 209 area code?
That's California.
It is California. Where, I keep forgetting, where in California is 209?
The Valley area, you know, by Los Angeles, Modesto.
Oh, porn country.
Hey, you're the one who keeps bringing up Terry Reynolds.
I'm just saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Valley is where they shoot all the porno movies.
Hey, but who's, you're the one who keeps mentioning, you're the one that knows right top of the head, and you were just mentioning earlier China's Vivid video.
Yeah, but you're the one that lives in porn country. I can't help that if you live in porn country.
Because I live there doesn't mean I watch them all.
Oh, come on now. How can you live in porn country and not, you're in your backyard and you hear a ruckus going on, the next door neighbor, you know they're shooting a porn movie. You know it. Just admit it. The truth will set you free. Don't tell me you haven't gone into your backyard, all right, and heard some commotion and seen some big bright lights and figured, wow, they're filming a movie next door. Come on, you can admit. Yes, see, there you go. You don't have to say anymore. You don't have to say anymore. I wholeheartedly agree. Anyway, go ahead. Topic, please.
I think, yeah, what they can do with the John Morrison, if they are going to keep him re-signed, because when he came out on Raw, it looked like he had a new shirt, so unless they're just going to say, hey, this is farewell item, they're going to keep him around.
Would you think Johnny Laryngitis would do something to help him out here, maybe give him an Intercontinental title shot?
I don't think they should let him have the Intercontinental title, because you saw he won his first match in a long time against Dolph Ziggler. I'm just saying, let him win the belt from Ziggler, then, like, I don't know, have a couple matches against Ryder, become heel, so then him and Ryder can have a match. Let Dolph go to the world title picture and probably face CM Punk if he wins the title of the pay-per-view.
Okay. And then what? What does he do next? Because it sounds to me that they're not going to give this man a shake, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what they do. You know, he's pretty much done at this point. Why not just release the man and just get it over with?
Because, one, I think they kind of know that. We leave some, TNA is going to just scoop them up because, heck, they want to make say, hey, look what WWE dropped the ball on, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's like what's been mentioned a bunch of times by Trey and everyone else on the SNS network. Apparently now that John Morrison has stopped making his own version of porn with Melina. Good Lord.
Even though I gotta admit, man,
she's been stuffed more times than not. When you echo, I mean, you talk to her.
Okay.
Area, you hear an echo.
Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen. If just a sidebar, when we do go back on Terrestrial, we're not going to be talking about this kind of stuff. Anything else before I let you go?
I think I just blew my chance of being the co-host.
No, everybody, go ahead and give me the 30-second. Give me the 1 minute. I'll do it real quick. I'll give you a quick.
Man, I know I can't be. I just prefer being a caller. It'd be good enough for me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great night, okay?
Okay. I got to go back. We're doing another shoot right now.
Okay. You got that. Tell them the power said hi, okay? Have a good one.
Well, they know you.
Oh, they know
you. Have a description with them.
Yeah, okay. You have a great night. Let's go to Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Pro Wrestling Rewind, go.
Hey, it's Andy. What's going on,
Andy,
man?
Andy, what's going on? Save me.
Oh, man, not much. I have a few things to talk about tonight.
Go ahead.
And I have an announcement that I want to make for you, the power.
Okay, go ahead, Andy.
Now, I want to get back to this past Thursday on Impact.
Yep.
With James Storm and the whole beer bottle thing. And
yes.
Here is what I think about it, because a lot of people have said, well, they had that done already. Yes, they did.
Yep.
Okay. Let's establish that right off the bat. Let's go ahead and establish that they already did that. But I'm kind of liking the start of it. I think that if they do it right, if they do the heel turn right, that will help it. What I think they need to do is do a program where they do a bunch of times where both guys can run into each other's matches, but then, you know, we need to see chairs, and you know, I don't mean to be violent, but I think if we get the chairs and the beer bottles to keep going, that would help it big time, because that's going to be something where the fans are chanting how awesome it is, how great it is, and you know, it's going to be something that I think if they do it right, which I don't know if they will, I mean, I can't answer that tonight, but I think if they do it right with adding the violence, so to speak, with that, that it may be done appropriately. Obviously, you know, we don't know yet because we haven't got the Impact yet, but
right.
Like I said, I think that if they do that, it's going to be okay.
I would agree. I think this feud, this situation, you're going to have to get a little bit more violent. And I mean, let's face it, smashing somebody over the head with a beer bottle is bad enough. All right, but this feud at this point with James Storm is gonna have to degenerate. A cage is not going to be enough for this. It's going to have to get more violent than a cage.
Yeah. Because a cage is not going to be, I think, you know, if they want to do a cage, I think they need to allow them to go outside of the cage too, and maybe do like an outside brawl and then have it move into a cage.
Maybe like that a hell, they can do like a Hell in a Cell. Do like a Hell in a Cell kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that, but you don't call it Hell in a Cell. And, you know, you just call it something else.
Right. I agree. I think that when you look at this feud, and I mean let's face it. I mean, we've got two TNA guys that are going after the TNA championship. So yeah, four corners of pain. There's Bronxy just had a good one here. Four corners of pain. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, Andy, hold on the line right now. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Bronx is on line three. Bronx, you're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Four corners of pain, you think, is the way to go on this?
Well, it's the only thing that popped into my mind. If you like you said, you can't call it Hell in a Cell. So, but I mean, yeah, you know, I miss the old days when the culmination of a feud happened in a cage match. That was the end of the feud. This is how we're going to end it.
Yeah.
But it depends, you know, how long the program goes between these guys.
How long could it go? How long do you think they could realistically stretch this out before we get sick of it? I mean, let's face it. These two guys were the creme de la creme of tag team wrestling this millennium so far. They are the Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson of this millennium so far. To see these two guys going at it would be the same as seeing Road Warrior Animal and Hawk go at it. It's that same type of a big match kind of feel.
Well, I agree with you, and that's the good thing. I mean, back in the day, you had a tag team that was together for, you know, years, like the Rockers. I mean, look at what it did for Shawn Michaels when the Rockers broke up. You know, I'm not talking about the WWE's version of a tag team where let's take two random guys and put them together.
Yeah.
You know, these are two guys who were established for a long, long time. So seeing them go against each other has its appeal. It's huge.
Andy, what do you think? If you could pick a match right now, a TNA gimmick match, where you could get these two guys together for the world title, what would be the most definitive end-all, beat-all match, in your opinion, to finish this?
Well, I think, like Bronx said, I think the match that would do it would be the Four Corners of Pain. Or like I said earlier, what you could do was combine a steel cage with like a falls count, where they could start out in the back, start brawling, and then move it into a steel cage, get in the ring, basically start beating up on each other, and then TNA could lower a cage, and that would be another way to go.
Maybe even, you know what we haven't seen in years was the triple, what was that cage match, Bronx? You probably remember this. The triple terror of doom, the three cages stacked on top of each other with the trap doors.
Oh, God, I know what you're talking about. At first, I thought you were going to say, wasn't there something in WCW back in the early days where they had three cages inside of each other?
No, there was a cage. There was a cage over the ring, and then another cage, and then another cage, trap doors through the cage to get yourself to the top. First person escaping the top cage wins.
Oh, man, you're going back. I mean, I remember that vaguely. Yeah, I mean, you could do something like that. Or, you know what? Beer money, barroom brawl. You could even leave the cage out, put the two guys in a bar. Falls count anywhere in the bar. Anything in the bar is legal. Stools, beer bottles, liquor bottles, whatever have you.
Stripper
that
poles.
That would be cool, too.
Stripper poles will be legal.
Yeah, you just have a dirty mind
tonight.
No,
I do
not. I'm staying
away. You're the one in the bar. You're the one in the bar. I'm just, what are the accoutrements that you would find in a bar? You would find a stripper pole. So if you can detach the stripper pole and beat the hell out of your opponent with it, what's wrong with that?
Not all bars have stripper poles.
Well, the bar that you would be referring to would have to have a stripper pole in it.
What are you insinuating,
sir? You're talking, I know you. You're down at the old Bada Bing there. The old Sopranos place, the old Bada Bing down there, which, by ladies and gentlemen, as a matter of fact, I have been to the Bada Bing. Back in my,
really?
Back in my younger days, back when I was a much younger power and unmarried, when I had, this was long before I got into radio, one of my, I'll tell you a little bit, that not many people know, one of my first jobs that I had when I moved down here, I was actually, I worked for Foot Locker. I ran a Foot Locker for many, many years. And we used to have to travel. Part of my job was we used to travel to other areas of the country and set up new stores. When I was actually one of the people who set up that Foot Locker in the Palisades Mall, if you've ever been to the Palisades Mall, the very large Foot Locker that is there, I was actually one of the original managers that set that store up. What we would do is when we were done at night, we would go and we would see the sights. Well, one of the sights we went and saw was the Bada Bing. I just did it for the life experience to say, well, hey, this is where Tony Soprano hang out. Let me take some pictures.
When you worked for them, did you have to wear the referee shirt?
Oh, absolutely, yes. it was quite an interesting gig. If you've ever, the great thing about working at Foot Locker though was the discount on shoes and clothes. That was I would take shoes that I know I would want, and I would put them in the hold section. We had a hold section in the back. And I put them in the hold section, and I wait till they got marked down. I wait till they got marked down to like $20 or $30, and then I got 30% off of that. Aren't I evil? But anyway, at last word there, Bronxy. Actually, you know what, Bronxy? Hang on 2 seconds. Andy, last word before I let you go?
Yes. I was thinking of something last week that I wanted to let you know that as of the first of the year, to start the spring semester, I will be leaving anything related to what I was doing. As you had told me the other week, I called in with the advice.
Yes.
So what I have decided to do was to concentrate myself on getting my GPA up a little bit.
Good for you.
So what I would like to do, and I want you to think about this. I don't want to know, you know, right away. I want to come on this program. I don't want to be the co-host because I can't do that.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
But what I would like to do is come on the program one night that you're on, and I want to talk about things with TNA and other stuff and things that I've been doing, and to get the thoughts of the chat room and the other people that hear us, and to call in after I get done. It doesn't have to be for a whole hour, but I would like to be a part of the
you
program.
You want to sit in on it? You want to sit in on a segment of the program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we could do something like that. Well, let's see what we can do. We'll get through the rest of this year. We'll go ahead. We'll coordinate it, and we'll do it on a night. And you can work out whatever workup you want to do, and we'll do it for a segment. You can sit in for a segment.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Andy. Sure. Appreciate it. All right, man.
Bye.
Bronx, I'm gonna give you the last word here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, as far as the WWE goes, and we talk about John Morrison, you know. Maybe he has re-signed. Maybe this is a, you know, they're going to treat it all as an internet work and him losing is a work. But the problem I have with that is you got to be scared because MVP got some wins right before he left too.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm thinking there's one or two things. Maybe the WWE just tries to do this to be funny and kind of really insult the guy that's ready to leave. Or they do want Jomo to stay, and they're going to say, okay, let's give him a couple wins. And you know, this was mentioned on Wrestling News Live. He's kept his mouth shut. You know, he hasn't really talked crap on the WWE, and he's got a reason to, but he hasn't.
Right.
Maybe he worked out a deal. And don't forget, you know, Melina's gone. She hasn't been back for a while. She hasn't caused any trouble. So, you know, maybe he will stay. And if he turns heel, I could see a program. I mean, I don't know if they could turn him heel, but if they do, we got a program between him and Zack Ryder, who's right now petitioning. He has a petition on Twitter.
I applaud the man. Why not get into the tweeter? Why not go ahead and go out, use the social media saying, hey, if you're not going to occupy Titan Tower, give me a title shot. Good for him. Yahoo for Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo. You know, go for it. Why hasn't other WWE personalities, why is it taking Zack Ryder to really blaze a trail here, a trail that I didn't think he could blaze for professional wrestling by using the social media so effectively, by using YouTube, by using all these great tools at his disposal? And I'm telling you, he's going to get a run. He's going to get a run with that U.S. title. It won't be a very long run, but he's going to go over.
Well, at the end of the day, the YouTube stuff was his idea, but this whole Twitter survey is a work. I mean, I think they actually have plans to put that title on him, and maybe he'll make it mean something. Did you hear the way he was over on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, my God. They wanted Cena out. They were yelling that they wanted Ryder. They wanted Cena out of the ring. Cena stopped in mid-move and looked around. And he's like, damn, okay. You know, and Cena, to his credit, you know, he could have gone ahead. He could have continued doing what he was doing, but he didn't. You know, he eventually did tag in. It took a few minutes for him to do it. But this man is over like nobody's business right now.
And one last thing. Yeah, Cena legitimately helped Ryder get over on Twitter by helping him get followers. You know, maybe they are friends in real life. And I'll tell you what. I may not like the guy's character, but if I'm working in the WWE, you could do worse, a lot worse, mm-hmm. than having John Cena as a friend.
Oh, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. Bronxy, I got to let you go because we're running low on time here.
All right, take care, Andy.
All right, take it easy. Let's go take one more call. Let's go to Waki from the Elite Force podcast here on said SNS Radio Network. Joining us on the program, good evening, Waki.
Good evening, Power Andy Knowles. How you doing?
What is going on with you?
Well, not much. I thought I'd call in to say that you, man, what a unique idea that you brought up with the pro wrestling idol with your co-host thing.
But please don't call it idol. Please don't call it idol. Don't call it idol. Don't call it X Factor. Don't call it so you think you can host a radio show. Don't call it any of that, please. For the love of God, I'm begging you. What's the other one? There's one in Canada with the hockey, Blades of Steel or something. Anyway, go ahead, Waki. I'm sorry.
Well, at least you're not calling it Tough Enough and got a call from WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Copyright infringement. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk on something. I want to become like the stat guy of the SNS Radio Network.
Okay.
But I did a video years ago talking about this, what I mentioned about John Cena and his title reign, so where it sets in the annals of, you know, of the list of people that have ever had the WWE title.
Yep.
And I happened to catch on an update that with John Cena, with his 10 world title reigns, that the combined days that he's had it is 1,058, which puts him on the top five of people like Bruno, Hulk Hogan, Bob Backlund. And he's even ahead of Pedro Morales. And when I saw that, I mean, the one thing that kind of twigged on me is like, you know, I like John Cena. He's a good guy, a good, you know, entertainer, performer, and all that stuff like that. They kind of tweak on me. It's like that kind of makes John Cena look like a weak champion to uphold the WWE title for as long as he's had.
Oh, I agree. You have no idea how wholeheartedly I agree with that statement.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Andy, that I think is really interesting is that Pedro Morales has held that title for only one time, and he held that belt for 1,027 days, and John Cena passed that by holding the title 10 times.
Yeah, you know, you could make the argument, well, wow, this guy must be great. He can lose the title 9 times and win it back 10. Well, you know, when your title reign is only lasting you a week, you're not a credible champion. And when you look at guys, you know, I would take a Bruno Sammartino title run or even Hulk Hogan title or Ric Flair. I'll take Ric Flair's title runs. At least Ric Flair, you could get. At best, you could get maybe a year out of him, and when he lost the title, he didn't lose it. I guess the really, and this would be an interesting topic to really discuss. How great is the champion? Is it better to have long title reigns and not be defeated, or if you're going to be defeated, you get the belt back within a very short period of time? As I recall, Ric Flair was never really out of the title picture in his heyday in the National Wrestling Alliance for more than 3 months. Dusty Rhodes defeated Ric Flair in 86 during the Great American Bash, held the title for 3 weeks. Flair got it back. Ronnie Garvin beat him in September of 87. Flair got the title back at Starrcade. I think Ricky Steamboat held the belt for maybe 3-4 months. You know, there wasn't a lot of lag time. I think the most lag time that really we saw was with Ric Flair, and he goes when he went to the WWE, and still he won the WWE Championship, the WWF Championship at the Royal Rumble. So, no, I think you're really onto something there. I don't think holding the title 10 times for 1,000-plus days qualifies you as a great champion when your title runs are only a few months apiece. I'll take a Hogan or a Sammartino run any day.
Well, I would take even maybe a Stone Cold Steve Austin, who held the belt 26 times and a total of 529 days, and it just caught me by surprise. And I'm not gonna go JJ Sexy and hate the man because he has his pros and he has his cons.
Yeah, he does.
But to say that he's held the belt for 10 times and 1,058 days is a telling number when guys like Bruno Sammartino, Bret Hart, Randy Savage, Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash look to be more stronger champions, and they held the belt like three, four, five times. And it's a telling number to me that, you know, I hope that the CM Punk thing keeps steaming on forward, because CM Punk would be a great close replacement for John Cena in the future, because, you know, he's doing a great job so far.
Yeah,
so.
CM Punk is so over right now that for him, he can. Yeah. They need a John Cena replacement. I don't think they could look any further than CM Punk. Walkie, I'm running out of time here. I got to let you go, but thanks for calling into the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Call back anytime.
Oh, not a problem, Andy. You have a good win, and I'll talk to you guys later.
And when's the Elite Force? When's the next Elite Force podcast?
Currently right now, my brother, the sound guy, Chuck W, is currently recording the midweek podcast. I'm hoping to have that up tomorrow. That'll be the next midweek show, and the weekend for the Elite Force podcast coming on Sunday. So here on the SNS Radio Network.
Okay, outstanding, Walkie. You have a great night.
Yep, talk to you guys later.
All right, take it easy. And that was Walkie from the Elite Force podcast here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Oh, my goodness, where does the time fly? And no, I cannot end the program tonight without making mention of the passing of former heavyweight champion, stop. This is I'm getting serious right now. The former heavyweight champion Smoking Joe Frazier, and of course Heavy D passing away from an apparent heart attack. He was 44, and the former heavyweight champion Smoking Joe Frazier, both passing away this week. Smoking Joe, a great former heavyweight champion, having defeated Muhammad Ali, and Heavy D, who was probably one of the most inspirational rappers. I've listened to some Heavy D music. I liked Heavy D because here was a man who didn't necessarily fit the mold of the traditional rapper. It was a guy at one point was upwards 400 pounds, and you know, he really resonated a lot with the I don't want to say the common man, but you know, his music was very inspirational, and it was sad to hear him go so young. So if you want to be a co-host, the Pro Wrestling Rewind, email me your audio clips. They don't have to be perfect, but email me what you have, prowrestlingrewind@yahoo.com. You will have over the next, well, we'll do this for the next, at least the next 4 weeks. And we'll go ahead and we hope, do not hold me to this. It's going to depend on how many entries we get. We hope to announce the winner on the Craptacular, which would be, of course, will be a great time to do it. We will we'll talk to Trey and JJ and see if we can't do that, get that all squared away for you. So with that being said, also don't forget to get on over to the WrestlingRadioAwards.com. And I'm going to ask, you know, vote the Mickey James interview. If you're going to vote anything, vote the Mickey James interview. I would love to see that interview get its due. But don't forget all the great programs here on the SNS Radio Network. We have Sunday Night Showdown, of course. We have a Sunday Night Showdown this Sunday, do we not? There's a pay-per-view this Sunday. If there is, I didn't even get into it. Wrestling News Live on Monday. Elite Force Podcast, all the great shows. What Would Fans Do? Unplugged this Friday. Catch them all right here on the SNS Radio Network. That's it for me. I'm running over. Until next time, boys and girls, please remember to take care of the energy inside yourselves, because after all, that's where your true power lies. And God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, I'll be back to play with you all again next week. Pro Wrestling Rewind at yahoo.com, Facebook, and all over the planet. We're here for you. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Oh, come on. A NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe, still wet behind the ears. A red line river just jamming his gears. There are those that are and those that ain't. The quickest get stickers, he was nothing but paint. Chartreuse paint. Big race now cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack with fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes him by. The tents and miles, now he's number 2, all out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door.